This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
Now both Matthew and Luke recorded for us the temptations of Jesus after he had grown up by Satan in the wilderness or the desert. It was part of God's plan, however, for the Spirit of God led Jesus into the desert. And we see how Satan pressed him hard. Remember, Jesus was at the end of his fasting period, as Matthew tells us. First, Satan tried to appeal to his basic hunger, trying to appeal to the weakness of his flesh. And this is where Satan is most successful with us most of the time. When that didn't work, though, Satan tried to get Jesus to show off his power and connection to God by getting him to jump off the temple in front of everyone, but land on the ground okay. Of course, Jesus wasn't going to do that, as that would be a misuse of God's power, among other things. Finally, Satan tried to get him to bow and worship him, as he promised him he would give him all the kingdoms of the world if he did. Luke recorded for us that Satan said, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Luke chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.